The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Scott Bell Show.
Tamiflu has side effects.
Hallucinating. Suicide. Delirium.
Good Lord.
So it's Tamiflu or just suffer with the symptoms.
Ooh, that's brilliant.
Robert Scott Bell.
Hell no. TMO.
Anti-labeling advocates spent $70 million to defeat ballot initiatives.
Why? Because they said it would hurt sales.
No.
Shut up and eat your mutant chili.
Robert Scott Bell.
Cancer cases keep rising. And it's all down to plain bad luck.
Life is lucky. Well, do you, punk?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Dude, we got an all-star cast tonight, folks. Or this afternoon, if you're on the West Coast. Or in the middle of the night if you're listening in England right now. You just listen to this lineup. I'm just so excited. Beside myself. I don't even have to be here. We got John Rappaport coming up. One of the greatest journalistic minds of any century. And we're going to be talking more about the vaxxed, the failure to censor it by the mainstream media. Of course, more of the Zika virus scam from the CDC. And then, of course, we go outside the box with Ty Bollinger. And if that weren't enough, we're cranking it up even further outside the box, if that is at all possible, with the Health Ranger, Mike Adams, this evening. He launched a volley. I don't know, Super Don, what you'd call the launch is, but it's like I'm lacking the words to explain what is going on behind the scenes now out front in taking out one of the Skepduck Central is he a general? Is he I don't know what you would call the guy. But
you know, I think both you and I are sitting here finding trouble to put words together to describe what it is that Mike Adams has done at trying to call out one of the guys that even we, at first for a while, we were somewhat hesitant to even like mention the guy's name for a number of years. Yeah. On this show, because he was such a, just a, I'll say it, I haven't said it in a
Go
while
ahead.
On this show, a douchebag, a
yeah.
total douche canoe,
yeah.
Going after people with a different belief system
mm-hmm.
Than him, and making it his lifelong mission to try and attack and character assassinate anybody like you, or Mike Adams, or Ty Bollinger, or, you know, Dr. Batar, and Mike has just, he's thrown the gauntlet down.
Yeah. Yeah,
he really has. So I'm really looking forward to having him on next
year. Yeah, we're going to find out. It's a big strategy here. But, yeah, the Karmanos Cancer Center, remember, that's where that cancer doc just basically gave chemo to people without cancer, right? And he was jailed, I think, fined for, I don't know, $45 million, or he's put in jail for 45 years. I don't know. 45
yeah.
years. Yeah.
yeah.
And it's the same clinic that Gorski works at as a oncological surgeon of some kind. So we got that. I mean, like I said, it's a big show tonight. I'm just really excited to cover all of this with you. 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. Captain Morgan working the notes. They'll be up soon. RobertScottBell.com, streaming out through our network, GCN, and syndicated through radio stations around the country, as well as Talk Network, and, of course, everywhere else you can listen later. We'll get to that. But first and foremost, it's getting around that time. Is it Earth Day yet? Is it Earth Day? When is Earth Day? Did I throw you off guard with
Earth
that?
Earth Day? I'm sorry.
Yeah, Earth Day.
Earth Day?
Yes, where's Earth Day?
Yes.
Super Earth Day. Smurf Day. Well, I know it's around this time every year, I think in April.
Yeah.
And, see if you can find that out. But this, you know, one of the slides in my presentation I usually like to show is the Earth wearing a T-shirt. The T-shirt says, "I'm with stupid," with an arrow pointing to the little human that's on it. You know, it's like I've joked about this concept of saving the Earth, and it really is about saving the humans, because the Earth is pretty resilient. it will do just fine without us. In fact, it might celebrate without us. The question of saving the Earth is about really saving the humans. Can we live on this planet without destroying ourselves?
Friday.
And I think that's proper context. Friday, this coming Friday?
It is this Friday.
Detox of Friday will be Earth Day. Okay. So this is where, you know, if the humans wear a T-shirt, I don't know what you'd put on it, but the Earth certainly is putting on the "I'm with stupid" T-shirt to point to all the stupid humans that think that they can just do anything that they want to the planet and it won't impact them. Like I said, the planet gets the last laugh. It'll be here. But we've got the genetically engineered humans. And this is where we start today with a couple of stories, and that certainly leads into a lot of Earth Day scenarios. We were with Rachel Parent at the Total Health Conference in Canada a week and a half ago or so, and they're going to do a lot in Canada and elsewhere around the world. Now, certain candidates, probably not big fans of genetic engineered technology. I'm pretty sure that Donald Trump doesn't eat GMO food at home, and Bernie Sanders seems to not be a big fan of the GMO technology, or if it's not the technology, then it's certainly the largesse of the corporations, because he doesn't like big corporations. But the reality is the government, the federal government, the strong centralized bureaucracy has made possible things that would never exist in a free market. And this is all for the field of burners out there that think that the only way to intervene here is to grow government larger to protect us, when it was the government itself that protected the industry against the will of the people who didn't want to be poisoned, against the will of the farmer, the organic farmer, who didn't want to get contaminated. And now we find out, you know, something I grew up on. Was it Quaker oatmeal? Do you remember Quaker oatmeal? It used to come in a big cylindrical cardboard thing. You
know, it's
a boxy thing.
It's the right thing to do.
It's the right thing to do. Wilford Brimley. Now, of course, they're all in little packets and different things like that. This instant oatmeal,
maple,
I remember.
Maple brown sugar.
Yeah. And according to, I think this came through our friends at the Alliance for Natural Health, Natural News put the article out there, Quaker instant oatmeal and Silk non-GMO, even the non-GMO soy, the creamer, is found to be contaminated with high levels of glyphosate, the, you know, genetically engineered, you know, to be withstood by certain crops, the weed killer. And again, the GMOs and the Quaker oats, they're not genetically engineered. Quaker oats and the soy creamer by Silk, not genetically engineered, but yet they contain this glyphosate in high quantities, measurable quantities. Tested by Microbe Innotech Lab in St. Louis, and the strawberries and cream tested highest, I think. 1,327.1 parts per billion of the glyphosate weed killer. And, you know, this you think you're eating non-GMO foods and you're going to be okay. And this is where, you know, people might be listening to us, Superdon, and say, well, you know, why should I listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show? I mean, it's all doom and gloom. There's nothing I can eat. And that's not the message here. The message, of course, is to bring back into your own backyard by connecting with local farmers that are utilizing heirloom variety organic seeds, supporting them locally and or becoming them locally. And it's not going to eliminate it totally, because there's no place on this planet. For instance, I've had a string of really great days looking up at the sky and seeing those pure blue skies as God intended. Yes, I said that. And then the "I'm with stupid" T-shirt comes up, points up to the people flying these planes. And this morning I noticed they were geoengineering again. And so today was one of those hazy days based on the need to... I don't care if any number of speculative ideas here as to why this was happening, that they need to block out the sun because the global warming alarmists on some level realize it's not the human activity, but it's the sun activity that's doing it. So let's see if we can filter it out. To more sinister, diabolical plots of spraying heavy metal from the sky to weaken and dampen the consciousness of the human species so they don't rise up in Bernie-like or Trump-like fashion, whatever side of the political spectrum you claim to be on, to overcome the so-called elite overlords. Now, the spraying of these things, ultimately what's going to stop this is you stop buying things that are contaminated, but first and foremost, you have to know that these things are contaminated. Because maybe many of my listeners are not all organic yet, and they're going out and getting some oats some instant oats, thinking, well, these aren't GMO at least. And then you come to find out you're feeding your kids glyphosate contaminated substances. And then if you go down this list of things that are also there, Thomas's whole wheat bagels, nearly 500 parts per billion of glyphosate. Pepperidge Farm whole grain bread, 100% whole wheat, not genetically modified wheat, maybe hybridized. I was kind of bummed about this one. You have to reach out to Dave of Dave's Killer Bread. I don't know if it's in all of it, but the whole wheat bread even listed 136.4 parts per billion. Certainly not as high as the thing that was 10 times higher in the oats. But still, this is very alarming.
It's good bread, too.
It is. It's great bread. We had Dave on. I like the guy. He's committed to organic. But this shows you the level of contamination of even organic grains with the desiccant, if you will, of glyphosate to bring it to market. And we've talked about that, finding organic providers that can guarantee that they are not utilizing the glyphosate in any part of the production, rather than just the all growing it to the point where they're having to dry it up for harvesting. I mean, this is another huge story, only growing. One more quick GMO story before we bring John Rappaport into the mix, and we'll get him on the line. This new CRISPR technology, it doesn't make potato chips crisper. It's called, it's abbreviated Clustered Regularly Interspaced Short Palindromic Repeats. That's why they call it CRISPR.
Say that five times real fast.
Right. They found a technology that can delete gene sequences without adding gene sequences from other species. So they're getting by the GMO limitations, because there's some level of regulation, however limited it is. It sidesteps the GMO regulatory system so that it can bring this new form of button mushrooms to market that don't brown as quickly due to oxidation. It eliminates an enzyme. But what does that do when you're trying to digest it and assimilate it if you're going to eat these little button mushrooms? No safety testing whatsoever, because they say, well, this one doesn't count for full-on GMO, so it can go right to market because it just deletes gene sequences through this CRISPR technology. I'm telling you, your government has sold you out. Bernie's not going to save you. Even Trump's not going to save you. Only you're going to save you. And getting together with your friends, your family, your community, speaking out in your churches, your synagogues, your mosques, to stop this insanity. And the insanity in government's going to keep going. But you don't have to participate in it. But I'm thinking the churches might be a good place to start this, to reverse this madness, not to increase it, not to praise it, not to embrace it, and not to poison yourselves with it. All right, coming up, John Rappaport. We'll talk Zika. We'll talk vax as well after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, my name is Nick Lupo. One World Whey has been by far the best protein that I've ever had. I take it three times a day, once in the morning as soon as I wake, once for a pre-workout snack, and once for a post-workout recovery drink. It has helped me transform and sculpt my body into what I have now. I began taking the product about 2 years ago, and boy, let me tell you, I'm in the best shape of my life. I've seen major muscle mass gains and have 0% body fat. I have had people at my gym ask if I compete in bodybuilding because of how lean and muscular I am. I used to suffer from everyday aches and pains from hard manual labor my whole life, and arthritis that runs through my family. But One World Whey has helped me take that everyday pain from a 10 to a 3. Some days I feel no pain at all, just full of life and energy. It has also helped my skin look younger and healthier. Thank you, Synergistic Nutrition, for One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believed so strongly in gold that in 1985, he changed gold ownership forever. Today, our national debt is spiraling out of control. but gold coins could be the answer. Call 1-866-525-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com to get new, never-before-released information about gold. From the U.S. Money Reserve, call 1-866-525-GOLD.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now, for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Are your Google search results killing you?
Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
All along my broadcast media journey, I have to say one of the my most favorite things in this journey has been my good friend John Rappaport, and is my good friend John Rappaport, and all of the things that he's done in investigative journalism as a reporter for so many years. And we have Rappaport reports published regularly here at robertscottbell.com. Of course, you can pull his articles directly from nomorefakenews.com. And right now he's with us. We want to update not only on Zika, which we'll get to, but the absolute failure of the mainstream media to shut this discussion down about vaccines causing autism or anything at all. John, welcome back, my friend.
Great to be here, Robert. Been a while.
It's been too long. So they didn't anticipate Bob Wright of Autism Speaks what he would do, former NBC chief or head, as well as what Robert De Niro has done. And they've played it. Everything is backfiring on the media if they wanted to contain the story about the CDC whistleblower and all that it entails.
Yeah, this is a big slam. This is a moment, folks. You want to know what living through history is? This is it. The tide is turning because you had this famous actor up there going through all kinds of contortions over about a two-week period, Robert De Niro. I'm going to show the film that exposes the CDC fraud on vaccines and autism. I'm going to introduce it from the stage. No, I'm not. I'm canceling the film. I canceled it. Now I'm going on television, and I'm angry. I'm waking up. People have to see this film. We're not showing it, but it'll be shown, and people have to go see it. It's important. And no, it's not the kind of thing where you can say, well, people might get the wrong idea after they see it and not vaccinate their kids. That was a question he was asked in an interview. National televised interview, and he said, no, that's not the story. That isn't it. You reporters should be doing your jobs investigating this. There's more to this than that. And now we've got Bob Wright, who was the CEO of NBC Universal, one of the media giants, who has now written a book, a new book, and he's talking about his grandson who is autistic, and a quote that is given from the book as follows. Listen to this. Right after he got the standard one-year vaccinations, he developed a very high fever and screamed for hours. Katie, meaning Bob Wright's daughter, the child's mother, was so frightened she called her husband to come home from work, and they put the baby in an ice bath to bring down the fever. When they called the doctor, they were told the reaction was completely normal. Wow. So there you have it. Now, Wright won't come out and just say vaccines cause autism, but he's walked right up to the edge. People know he has an autistic grandson, and this is obviously the account of how it happened. And this guy is, you know, the former head of a media giant who would never present any stories about autism and vaccines, and now he's coming out of the closet. So this is the moment.
Yeah, what does this say about the containment? I mean, everything that used to work for the old media seems to be backfiring on them now.
Absolutely. It's just a complete reversal. The people in New York City with money, with medical connections, I'm talking about Jane Rosenthal, who is Robert De Niro's partner, co-founder of the Tribeca Film Festival, where they canceled the movie Vaxxed. She has been his handler throughout all of this, or as the British would say, his minder. She was supposed to keep him under wraps, and she failed completely now. And their connection to the New York University Child Study Center, which has a giant research wing on autism, the usual mainstream nonsense, she was supposed to keep him under wraps. Couldn't do it. She managed to convince him to cancel the film, but now he came out, and now he's angry. There has been a total reversal. You shut something down, suddenly people say, oh, you mean it's censored? We can't see it?
Mm-hmm.
Well, then we want to see it.
Heck yeah. And again, this has really changed over the course of the years you've been reporting and I've been reporting. They've largely been successful in suppressing it, ostracizing people within the media. They no longer can contain it. And they can't contain the fact that the Zika virus really doesn't do anything, even though they claim otherwise. We'll get to that as well with John Rappaport from NoMoreFakeNews.com as well, right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Links are up in the show notes at RobertScottBell.com. Stick with us.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, Robert Scott Bell for the Doc of Detox here. How would it feel to not only be the wisest but the healthiest person in the room? What would it look like to no longer live in fear? How will it feel to truly be the healer of your body and the light that guides your family back to health? Well, now you can take back your power and get trained at the International Training Institute of Health. Go to itioh.com. Until we're trained correctly, we're going to suffer at the hands of those who think they know better. What would it feel like to never rely on the medical system ever again except for emergencies? How much more suffering, time, and money do you need to spend on treatments? It's time to get trained. Go to itioh.com. 35 years in the trenches has taught Dr. Daryl Wolf that no matter how good the treatment is, treatments are temporary at best, unless you take back your power and claim your universal right to self-healing. Thanks to Dr. Wolf, you can now go to docofdetox.com and itioh.com to take back your power and heal. Go there now, itioh.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believes so strongly in gold that he changed gold ownership forever by bringing back physical gold to the American public, allowing gold coins to be minted and sold to U.S. citizens just like you, starting in 1985. Gold ownership can help protect your financial future, especially when our national debt is spiraling out of control. Many smart Americans have kept their retirements from being wiped out during America's financial crisis thanks to physical gold coins. I strongly urge you to call the U.S. Money Reserve at 1-866-944-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a special gold guide with new, never-before-released information about gold from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-866-944-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. I'm Michael Reagan. Thank you.
Bad news, Americans. You're probably stockpiling for a disaster all wrong. When the big one comes, you'll need more than that poisonous, oversalted survival food you now see everywhere. There are three vital things that your survival food is missing, and it's the first thing to disappear from grocery stores. Go to superfoodradio.com now to see my story of how I nearly died when I was forced to live on a popular survival food. That's superfoodradio.com, and I'll show you how everything you've been told about survival food is dead wrong. Go to superfoodradio.com now.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, molds, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
World through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
He sees through the fake news like no one else on planet Earth. John Rappaport is here. And, of course, nomorefakenews.com. We link up and publish his articles as often as possible here at robertscottbell.com as well. Have for many years. And, John, you know, watching this, the vaccine the awareness explode. You know, the people that were containing, because listen, Bob Wright in Autism Speaks has been criticized, and I believe rightly so, for trying to avoid any link between vaccines and autism. But now he's just kind of gone full on reverse and said, well, forget it. I'm not hiding it anymore. This is what's happening with that quote you read.
Yep, exactly. That's exactly what happened.
And so with that, then Bobby De Niro, he's got an autistic. You see, this is the thing I figured eventually would happen. With the rates of autism coming from you know, one in X number of thousands many years ago to one in 55, one in 45, whatever it is, to where it might be going, eventually more people, not just one, but many more people who have influence, they call it. I don't know if it's a Q factor or something out there, would speak out and say, wait a second, this ain't right. Now, they blackballed someone like Jenny McCarthy, blacklisted her, and then they go after Rob Schneider. And, you know, there are people that have been taken out of their ability to work fully, and then the message is delivered. Don't speak out on this. But now with Bobby De Niro in his 70s, he's an icon. What are they going to do to him? And now Bob Wright, suddenly, the former head of NBC. So this really is a sea change. This is not just, they're going to put this one back under the rug, because with the CDC whistleblower story, John, 2 years almost this has been going on, and they have kept it completely out of the mainstream media.
They have indeed. And now with the film Vaxxed exploding all over the place and playing in theaters to packed houses, people are coming out of this movie who didn't know the story and didn't really know much about vaccines. They're coming out of the theaters shaken when they understand very clearly what the film presents, the fraud, the cover-up, the claim that the vaccine was not connected to autism when in fact they found that it was. And this was coming from an insider. This was not somebody inspecting it from the outside. So all of this now is undergoing an enormous change, and what the major media are discovering, as well as the CDC and the other powers that be, is that everything they do is wrong. Everything they try to do to stop it is wrong. It's not working anymore.
Well, I want to step back and think about all the failed attempts from, let's say, if we talk about our side of the perspective, about the danger of vaccines. We've reported on it. We did, what was it, a 10, 12 hours online audio series on vaccines armed and dangerous. We've known about this for years. It's not like it's been hidden. And our good buddy Liam Sheff writes about this as well. And he says, you know, we can throw all the evidence we want about the dangers of vaccines, but it's really failed to this point. And he says this correctly, because vaccination isn't science. It's not about throwing data, even though the story of the CDC whistleblower is about data and corruption of data. It's because in reality, vaccination is a ritual. I call it, the sacrament in what you coined the phrase, the church of biological, or now I say pharmaceutical, mysticism. It's not about science. It's always been about ritual and sacrifice.
Absolutely. And he's dead right, Liam is. You know, so when somebody like De Niro comes out and says, okay, here's the story, and Bob Wright and other people, now it's different. It's not somebody droning on and on about, this study and that study. No. Now we're talking about people that other people recognize and their experience. And what this is doing already, and what it's going to do even more, is lend legitimacy to the people who know more about vaccines and autism than anybody else in the world, and that's the parents of children who were affected and damaged, brain damaged, neurologically damaged by vaccines. They were there. They saw it. They were there at that moment when everything changed in their children's lives. They're the ones who know. And some of them have been speaking out for years, but now their stories are going to carry much more weight in light of recent circumstances, and that is going to produce a major wave.
Yeah, more than any amount of science you could throw at them to counteract their lack of science. This is a breakdown, a wholesale breakdown in their church, in their will, in their ability of that dogma to hold, to grip the parishioners in that church. And, you know, I think we've got to look at the history of movements, of religions, of cults, and find they ebb and flow, they rise and fall. And this is going to be that historical look back. This is the time that church of modern medicine, the medical monopoly, began to fall.
I agree, exactly. That's what's happening. There are openings on so many fronts now, because, you and I have been here for a while now with this, and we've seen the glints of light. You know, we've seen the openings here and there and here and there and so on. And now all of it is beginning to have a cumulative effect as people wake up, as they realize, hey, we don't have to assume this is dogma. We don't have to take the word of anybody on this. And that is a revelation. That's a real revelation.
Yeah, and one of their like Vatican-like compounds is the CDC, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, which I've called the Centers for Disease Promotion and Creation, or Creation and Promotion. But the CDC, its proclamation recently, despite all of the so-called evidence, which is why we call it a religion now, is that Zika, finally we figured it out. We weren't sure. We were kind of timid about it, but now we've got something published, I believe, in the New England Journal of Medicine. And you've quoted Dr. Marcia Angel. I've interviewed her on this show before. She passed away some years ago, talking about the legitimacy or lack thereof in these medical journals, even the most prestigious of them. And the CDC proclamation that, oh yeah, Zika is definitely now the we're pretty sure the cause. What did they say?
They've been really wanting to nail this down, because ever since the announcement came about the sudden explosion of birth defects in Brazil, and without pause, as if it were, you know, I don't even know what to characterize it as, suddenly they pulled out of a bag Zika, the word Zika, and they said, yeah, this is good, let's blame it on a Zika virus. Okay, Zika virus. Even then, the World Health Organization was issuing these statements. Well, the proof is not definitive that the virus causes it, but we have to assume it does, because if we don't, there could be tremendous blowback and problems, et cetera, et cetera. But now, they've been looking for a way to say, we've nailed it down. And so, yes, this new study in the New England Journal of Medicine purports to do that. But all you have to do is read the rather dense language of the study, and you realize that they're just concocting, racking their brains for some, quote, method of proving the cause. And all they've managed to do to boil it down is to show that there's a very, very weak correlation in a very small percentage of cases of this birth defect. They claim that they have found some trace of the Zika virus, which is proof that they're wrong, because that's not the way you establish the cause of a disease. You know, you have to at least find it in everybody who supposedly has the disease, and they've utterly failed. But they don't care, because as you say, this isn't about science. It's about being able to pass the word along to their media friends who will mount these huge headlines, problem solved. Finally, we know the answer. Zika is definitely the cause of microcephaly, babies being born with smaller heads and brain damage. Yes, we've proved it. That's what they wanted, and they didn't care how they got there. So they just pumped up this ridiculous study, and they used that to produce these media stories. That's all that's happened. It's just another example of complete medical insanity.
Yeah, I've been, you know, keeping our good friend Jerry Doyle up to speed on this, and he's one of the few mainstream talk hosts that allows this kind of information to be put out there, as he finds each and every time there's another news report that validates ultimately what we've uncovered, even if they're reluctant at doing so or accidentally revealing it. And this is something that is getting out further than ever before. And I think that we're a storytelling species, right? We learn by stories. We know history through stories. And the stories that are now finally coming out from parents, as you mentioned earlier, causing people to question the church, the Vatican, if you will, of the medical field, of the medical monopoly, of the pharmaceutical monopoly. And this is what is changing here, because for too long a lot of folks thought they could get into an intellectual debate, and even if they're smart as can be, the fact is you can throw all the science in the world, they will deflect and basically somehow belittle whoever's asking the question. Because in this case, I was raised to ask questions, and my kids are too, but asking questions somehow became a sign of, I don't know what you say, how they manipulated the people of planet Earth to believe that asking questions was not a good thing to do.
Yes, and one of their basic strategies is to claim that there is, of course, a consensus. Everybody agrees. Everybody knows. Everybody who is an expert is already figured it out, and so we're just passing it along to you. And anybody who defects or says anything different is crazy. They don't know what they're talking about, et cetera, et cetera. This has been always the strategy. And it just is now failing, significantly failing. And they don't know what to do. They just don't know what to do because that's all they've got. You know, when a church is built on a false prophet and the prophet is exposed, then what does the church have left? it's or the cult.
Sure.
It's based everything upon this assumption, and when people see through it, then that's the end.
Yeah, all of the things that they yell and scream, the fear that they try to induce, no longer falls in the same way, and you realize that their consensus is made of cardboard, and it's decaying rapidly in the rain of the stories that parents are telling, for instance. John, can you hang out with us till the top of the hour?
Sure, absolutely.
Okay. We do have one 420 story. We would be remiss not to do one, and the ladies are going to benefit from this one. Yes, we have a cannabis story for you, ladies. John Rappaport, my good friend, is with us till the top of the hour. Then Ty Bollinger and Mike Adams join us to go outside the box. Links are up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
We have a great story from someone who's helped themselves to heal by using the botanical known as Carnivora. And we have a guest right now. Her name is Joni Nichols. This is quite a story.
Yes, it is. And Robert, I was a mess. I had numerous infections. My hair was falling out all over the furniture. Mm-hmm. One of the scariest things was that my legs were swelling up out of control. It came to a head. Within 24 hours, I had gone into a coma.
Holy tamale.
Mom and Dad decided to get me carnivores, a six-week program. Within two weeks, Robert, the first thing I noticed was that I felt better waking up. Then I noticed that my hair wasn't all over the furniture. I'm, like, all excited.
And she credits for all of it to her Carnivora protocol.
This is Richard Ostrow, owner for Carnivora Research International. Call 1-866-836-8735. That's 1-866-836-8735. Or visit carnivora.com, carnivora.com. Call now.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Bad news, Americans. You're probably stockpiling for a disaster all wrong. When the big one comes, you'll need more than that poisonous, over-salted survival food you now see everywhere. There are three vital things that your survival food is missing, and it's the first thing to disappear from grocery stores. Go to superfoodradio.com now to see my story of how I nearly died when I was forced to live on a popular survival food. That's superfoodradio.com, and I'll show you how everything you've been told about survival food is dead wrong. Go to superfoodradio.com now.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, we got Ty Bollinger here going outside the box with Mike Adams in a little while. Right now we're wrapping it up with John Rappaport, NoMoreFakeNews.com. Great information on the news like you won't get anywhere else. And, John, you and I have been covering this story for a long time, many of these stories for a long time, and one of the most shocking, stunning things that came out was in year 2000, Journal of the American Medical Association, still ignored by anybody in the mainstream media and any of the medical doctors who continue to prescribe the things that are killing Americans at just horrible rates.
Yes. Dr. Barbara Starfield was a public health expert revered at the Johns Hopkins School of Public Health. So on July 26, 2000, Journal of the American Medical Association, her report, Is U.S. Health Really the Best in the World?, cited the following. Every year in the U.S., the medical system kills 225,000 people. Extrapolating that out to a decade, that's 2.25 million people the medical system kills. Now, I interviewed Dr. Starfield, and she assured me that the government had never approached her, any agency, to try to remedy this, and that as far as she knew, and she knew a great deal, the government had undertaken no program to try to fix this, change it, do anything about it. And she said, this estimate, she said 225,000 people a year, is a conservative estimate. There are studies that were published later than hers that pegged the figure higher, the death figure. So every time a medical expert gets up on television or is quoted in the news, or talks to you as a all-wise doctor about how safe this is and how safe that is, this is the time bomb they're sitting on. This is like saying, I represent a system that kills 2.25 million people a decade. That's what I represent. And I want to assure you that this vaccine is perfectly safe. You know, what's the conclusion, right? I mean, there it is. Mm-hmm. That's the raw, brutal truth of the whole thing. That's what the major media will never, ever report.
So what does that mean for doctors? They have to be on drugs in order to sleep at night, because on some level,
They know the damage, destruction, mayhem, and death that they are causing, and they are licensed by the government. In this case, again, the state-sanctioned religion. There is in violation of the First Amendment. Now, there is another religion in certain areas of the world, Rastafarianism. We probably have to mention that. It is 420 day, and we'd be remiss not to do at least one story related to that thing called cannabis. Okay, ladies, this cannabis story is for you. Perhaps for others that are around you at certain times of the month. No, that's not a sexist statement. We're acknowledging a biological manifestation of a menstrual period and the cramps that often come with that. And it looks like in California and Colorado, two states now available, a cannabis, not tampon, but suppository that can be used vaginally to eliminate cramps at that time of the month. Now, in Thailand, they would probably try to smoke it through that orifice because that's Thailand. I hear stories.
What? Not,
no, I'm saying it's crazy stuff in Thailand. John, have you been to Thailand?
No.
No, we won't go there. But I'm just saying, this could be good medicine for the ladies, a direct application. Pretty interesting.
Yeah. I mean, people have written me, talked to me, and so forth about medical marijuana for years and how it has helped them with all sorts of conditions. And, of course, you know about this, too, and I've read the stories. And it turns out, who knew? Mm-hmm. It's a very individual thing. As health and well-being are.
Yeah.
Somebody finds that it is fantastically helpful in diminishing pain or even in a deeper way to restore health, cannabis. And so this, too, is breaking through.
Yeah.
As the medical monopoly is beginning to crack.
Yep, 24 states now in the District of Columbia have told the feds to pound sand on cannabis. Now, ladies, you can put it where the sun don't shine for your benefit. They say it's cocoa butter, THC oil, and CBD isolate. Available in Colorado and California, it's called Foria Relief. And I spell relief John Rappaport, because I always enjoy having you on, John. Thanks for being with us again.
Great, Robert. Thanks.
All right. Remember, folks, we've got Mike Adams and Ty Bollinger coming up to go outside the box next, because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.